Blog Talk Radio.
Was that enough to make a hard rock smack?
You need me for real, girl. It's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever, my lady. We can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give to my nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you already know what it is, man. It's Lush Radio Online. And we definitely doing real big. On this Tuesday, it's a hot Tuesday in the evening. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of BK because I'm broadcasting live from Brooklyn. I'll be in the Bronx tomorrow. Shout out to Team Studios in the Bronx. That's the Lush Radio home right there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to TDI. You know what I'm saying? He did a show on Monday. Shout out to Emma E2K. E2K on the spot. You know that goes down each and every Saturday. We got the Hot or Not. Also, check it out. New announcement to let y'all know. Lush Radio Online got nominated for Internet DJ. So y'all need to go on to www.idjawards.com and click on Internet DJ. Scroll all the way down where it says Lush Radio Online, and we need your supporters to go and vote for us. Support us. Lush Radio Online. Go ahead and click, man. It only takes a second. Go to www.idjawards.com. Also, to announce for y'all independent artists also, a lot of you guys that say, yo, I want to get in here, I want to put my stuff where people need to be at and stuff like that, well, let us at Lush Radio Online put your music in the hands of the people that matters, the DJs that break artists, the DJs that are in clubs, the DJs that are DJs overseas. We got that right there. Y'all know the IDJ Trade Awards is going down in August. And you know it's going to be hosted by Montel Jordan and your girl Angie Stone. And it's going down August the 8th to the 10th in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you want more information about that or you want sponsorship packages or anything like that, contact me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Also, like I said, we're doing the 2010 IDJ's Award, Lush Radio IDJ Awards Mixtape Volume 1. Basically, this is going to be distributed to all the DJs. They got a million DJs from all over the world and in the United States. It's going to be in all the gift bags for the people that matter. So if you want to be involved with that, the deadline is this Sunday. The deadline is this Sunday. Indie artists, you need to react fast. It's $100 a slot. Only got 15 slots left. Hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. If you want your music played on this Friday on a Hot or Not, you already know what it is. Email me and I'll give you the details on that one. Also, we do the featured mixtape. It's $50. We feature your mixtape for the month. And we go in on it. So if you're interested in that, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Ladies, if you really love Lush Radio and you feel like you sexy and you hot and you a Lush Radio girl, besides being one of our models, show your support. Go to www.LushRadioOnline.com and go on there and click on the shirt. Click on the buy now button and click it. It's only $25. Show your support if you love Lush Radio, man. That's what it is, man. We're going to be posting up pictures, new pictures of some of the Lush Radio Girls shirts and stuff like that. And it's a lot of things going on over here at Lush Radio. It's definitely popping tonight. We're going to have your girl Sarah Connor. Sarah Connor will be live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. Y'all know Sarah Connor from Grind Time. She's working on a Grind Time radio show. She's working on a lot of things with Grind Time. You know what I mean? She's undisputed. I mean, I want to see another female challenge her. So and she definitely represents Hard Body, a.k.a. Lyric. And she goes in, you know what I'm saying? She can go in on any of these dudes, for real. And that's my girl. Shout out to her. And also on top of that, shout out to everybody that's doing their thing out there. Like I said, we're going to go in a few minutes and stuff, and we're going to play some more music. I might have my boy Bad C live on the show with us tonight because we're going to talk about this topic. The topic we got tonight is called Smoke and Mirrors. A lot of y'all cats is blowing smoke up somebody's you-know-what. You know what I'm saying? Really, you know, if you really are talking about doing business, then do business. Stop talking to be talking so you can sound like you a good person or you doing something, you know, to help people out. Well, really, you're not. If you really don't want to work, if you really don't want to do something, and really your real intentions is to really focus on yourself, then be honest about it. You know what I'm saying? Say, I'm focusing on my movement, and I don't have time to deal with yours. Don't say, yo, I'm doing this thing and I'm trying to do this and do that. And then, you know what I'm saying, I want to work with people. If you don't really want to work with people, say it. And there's also a lot of people out there that really think that people need them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us don't need you. More times, y'all guys need us more than we need you. A lot of cats, even, you know, I love my old school cats. I love them to death. But you got some old cool old school cats that's really feeling themselves for our body. We know y'all paved the way. And I always show y'all nothing but respect. But you got some of these young cats that's coming in, and you should be taking them under your wing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying you have to, but I'm just saying so you can, you know, you can help them out along the way also. You done did yours, you know what I mean? And also network with them, with, you know, keep bringing your name relevant. Because I'm going to tell you, half of these young cats don't even know half of the old school people's names. They think the greatest artist is Lil Wayne and stuff like that. You know, they don't know no better. So it's up to y'all to teach them, you know, and also keep your name relevant, you know, to the streets out here, you know what I mean, when it comes to the young cats. And that's the only problem that I have with some people. And it's not even just the old school cats, you know. You got some old school cats that's out there that actually tell you that they want you to pay them for you to do a documentary or to interview them, to show them love and stuff like that. Isn't that crazy? That's really crazy, right? That's crazy. I don't know, man. It's some wild stuff, man. I don't know. I love the industry, but sometimes the industry makes people frustrated. Whether it be artists, whether it be people that's doing radio, it's just a very, very frustrating job. When it's too many characters out here that really say they about their business, but really they aren't, you know. And if you wanted to talk about this, you can call in at 347-826-7722 because we're talking about, you know what I'm saying, that situation, you know what I mean? And call into the show. And like I said, we're also going to have your girl Sarah Connor live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. So we need you guys to call in and show that love for Sarah. And, yo, shout out to all the battle rappers out there on the scene, whether they're on Grind Time, whether they're on Global Grind, or what are they at, whether they're on Smack DVD. You know, shout out to them. Shout out to Sub-Zero. Shout out to Doggy Diamonds. Shout out to K Slay. I heard the boat ride was retarded out there. You know what I'm saying? The old white boat ride. They said it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? If you was there, hit us up. Also, just to let y'all know, whoever has a hot jingle for my girl Emma for E2K on the spot, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and you can get on. And you can get some tickets, two tickets, you and your boo-boo, or you and your homie, and y'all can go and see Cedric the Entertainer in August. Cedric the Entertainer in August, if you're interested in getting into that. But it has to be a hot jingle. If you're an artist or producer, make sure that you call in. You call into the show and definitely get on top of that, you know what I'm saying, because it's definitely going to be popping. E2K on the spot, not this week, but next week. Next week, Saturday, she's going to have Christian Dior, and she's going to have Lord Finesse. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned for that. Like I said, right now, I want to shout out to all, you know what I'm saying, the Cancers, the Leos out there that's definitely doing their thing. It's their birthdays out there. I want to send a special shout out to my little sister, T. Her B-Day is actually, her B-Day is actually, tomorrow actually, and, she's actually going to, turn 22. She's going to turn 22. And she's a Leo and stuff. Man, I'm sitting here dealing with crazy people. I swear to God, yo. I'm sitting here, yo. People come in here destroying stuff and everything, man. I swear. It's crazy, son. You know, this is crazy, man. Like, I come in here and I'm sitting here just, you know, chilling, and all of a sudden somebody just yanked on off the thing and breaking stuff, man. I swear, man, it's too hot for all this today. It's too hot for this today, man. Yo, but right now, I'm just really hot. But like I said, we're going to have Sarah Connor live on the show. Shout out to everybody on Twitter. And if y'all ain't get on Skype yet, if y'all ain't add me on Skype. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you add me as Lushy Lush on Skype. And I'm going to be out in the city in a few, you know what I'm saying, later on tonight. So y'all definitely just, you know, give me a hit. If you're trying to holler at me, hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter and stuff, you know what I'm saying, if you're trying to hang with me tonight, you know. I'm just dealing with craziness today, man. I swear to God. But this week is definitely going to be, this week is definitely going to be popping. We're going to go to a basketball game or something tonight. Somebody need to hit me up on Twitter and let me know what's popping. Where the party at tonight? What's popping in New York tonight? You in the Brooklyn area? Hit me up. Call me right now. Call me right now if you're in the Brooklyn area and tell me what you're doing tonight, man. I might come check. 347-826-7722. I ain't even looking at my switchboard right now. But I'm going to look at my switchboard in a second and we're going to bring people in. There's just so much going on right now. I wish I could see. There's just so much going on. We're going to be live in the studio on Wednesday. Actually, we're going to go to DJ Bedtime Studio, and he's going to be broadcasting live. He's going to be interviewing me at in his studio on Hate Radio. Shout out to Hate Radio. Shout out to DJ Bedtime. Definitely a cool dude, you know what I'm saying? Definitely had a cool time hanging with him, you know, DJ Bedtime. And shout out to Remy Ma, Free Remy Ma. And also shout out to Ransom, Free Ransom. Ransom, you know, got locked up, and, you know, shout out to him. You know, keep your head up, my G. Free Ransom. Shout out to all the people that's locked up in the penitentiary, you know. That's not a good place to be right now, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it is what it is. People go through situations, and, you know, hey. But I just hope that, you know, everybody keep their head up, you know what I'm saying, and do what they got to do so they don't have to be in situations like that no more. You know what I mean? And since it's hot as hell, once again, in New York, like it always is, like, I mean, you can't find a day that's not hot. I thought it cooled down. I thought it stopped for a second. But it just seems like it doesn't want to stop. It's just so freaking hot right now. And I think I see my boy Bugsy on the joint, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring him on in a second. Because right now, it's like one of them times you feel like you just want to be bucket naked. I'm going to go over there and bring Bugsy on the line with me. What's poppin', Bugsy? What's up with Boston? What up?
What's good, Lush? It's been a minute. I missed bugging out with you, you know? I've been running around. Just actually got off work about a half an hour ago, so I'm in cool mode right now.
Wow, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, gotta get that paper. You know how that go.
Yo, everybody got that paper. Everybody chasing that paper right now, son. How many people out there actually listen to Lush Radio hate their jobs right now, but they gotta work it because of the recession? If you hate your job right now, call in at 347-826-7772 and tell me why you hate your job. Call in.
I love my job, but I hate my job because certain motherfuckers don't want to pay the price that's needed when it comes time to it. You feel me?
But it's good.
That plumbing goes slow in the summertime, but, you know, we making it work.
Wow, man. Yo, I came in here, right? I'm doing the show, right? And you know my little C, right? You know, little kids get into a lot of stuff, right? You know, you could be sitting there minding your own business, and they come through and they just yank something, and then everything is destroyed. You know what I'm saying? Why do kids do that? Like, they don't know what they're doing. Like, I mean, what's wrong with them?
They want that attention.
Kids be wilding. Like, you say, yo, chill out. You be giving them hand signals and everything, and they don't pay you no more. They just destroy stuff, man. What's wrong with them?
good.
Yeah, he's crazy, son. I swear, man. How your son doing?
He's doing good. Actually, he went to the park earlier. His mom took him, sent me some pictures of him on the swing. He's over there getting it in with his little afro, looking like Rollo from Cleveland.
He got a little afro. He do got a little afro, though. Well,
yeah,
I got to send a shout-out to Team ENT1. Follow them on Twitter. You know, and shout-out to Jason. We saw him at Team Studios not too long ago. Last week he came through. He took some pictures and everything after doing Emma's show. Shout out to Money L for real. And shout out to Future Guru 100. This is the question I want to talk about today, though. This is the question I was talking about. Besides people hating their job and everything like that, you know, we're going to call it, because my boy Bad Seed called it smoke and mirrors, right? And the thing is, like, why do people say they want to do work with you, right? Say, you know, people in the industry, you know what I'm saying, whether they old school cats or, you know what I'm saying, they other artists. Why they say they want to do work with you and everything? And they want to do work with you, but all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, it's like they be hesitating. Like they be playing games and stuff. What's that about?
Are they blowing smoke up our butts? I think they are. But I actually got to give a shout out to Kid Novice, man. I think he's the only dude that's doing his thing that really keep in touch with me. He hit me up, asked me like, "Yo, when you ready to get it?" Like, you know, everybody else, you know, they really don't check it too tough. But I gotta give it to Kid Novice, man. He be hitting me up on the reg, man, checking up on me, you know, because he know my little probation situation. So you know, once that's done, I'm definitely out in New York kicking it with Kid Novice, man. Much respect to him, man. He do his thing.
That's what's up, man. I got Cuzzo in the building, man. Cuzzo from Brooklyn, right? You know what I'm saying? You want to say shout-out,
Cuzzo? Yeah, shout-out. Don't act like. Come on, shout-out. Yo, what up? This Cuzzo from the Brooklyn area. Shouting out Lux Radio online all day, every day. You understand? Doing what we do. You heard? You know what I mean? Hello, everybody out here on the steady. You understand? Doing your thing. Just want to show some love. I'm a call in, though, you know? Little razzle dazzle right now. I'll be back. Hold on.
Hey, yo. My cousin is off the hook, yo. I love her to death, man. For all y'all cats that was requesting for her to come on the show and stuff, then she will, okay? That's for y'all. That's her fans. Oh, man, here we go. Well, yeah, man, that's the only thing. Is like, why do people say they want to work with you or they feel they want to do stuff, you know, with you? But when you be hitting them up, it's like they be having all kinds of excuses and stuff and playing games or sometimes they feel like they better than you or something. Like, they feeling themselves. How you feel about that, Cuzzo?
I told you I'm razzle dazzle. Hello, everybody again. I'm not even focused, to be honest with you. Nigga, everybody got time for games. That's it. That's what I gotta say. Nobody got time to sit here playing games. First of all, it's too goddamn hot to sit here playing games. Second of all, if people don't want to work with you, then just screw them. I mean, everybody not gonna get it. You feel me? Everybody not gonna do what they say they're gonna do. Some people was just talking. You gotta be able to wing out the real from the fake. It's as simple as that. Period. So ain't nothing else you can do about it. Fuck them. Anybody have any questions? Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that on air, right? My bad. Forget some time. That's it. All right, yo. Now I'm going to pop it. Yo, let's get started right now. Get started right. Hold on.
Choke in. Oh, great googly moogly. What's all that about? You ain't supposed to cough.
You need some water? I need some water, so I'm choking over here. His son is so hot, son. It's so hot, so my throat hurts, son.
Service, son.
So it's so hot, my stomach is bubbling, son. Warmed up. Like I said, we're going to have Sarah Connor in the building. And we gonna have my boy Bad Seed in the building in a few seconds, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play that new Yankee Fitted. Like I said, we're talking about, you know what I'm saying, smoke and mirrors. And Bad Seed actually gave me that title, you know what I'm saying? People blowing smoke up our butts talking about they want work. You know you don't want work. You just try to hear yourself talk. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? But we got a caller from the 347-228. Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to be in the bathroom boo-booing. But anyway, 347. What's good, son? 347?
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, man. It's Bad C, Nicholas Cage. You already know. New York, stand up. Yeah, we here.
Talk to us, man. How you feel about that? Talk to us, man.
Nah, man, yo, I'm getting tired of these niggas, man. I'm getting tired of it. And it ain't just the old school niggas. It's everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people, they just like hearing themselves talk. You know, it's delusions of grandeur. You know, they ain't, you know, we know what it is. Like, come on, in today's society, last time I checked, we all fucked up. America's fucked up, so you ain't ballin'. Nigga, Jay-Z's ballin'. Nigga, Diddy's ballin'. How is everybody a CEO of a fucking record company and you balling? How are you balling? Where are your artists at? We all need each other. We all need each other. We got to work with each other and build each other up. Because last time I looked at 106 and Park, it's the same artist signed to the same labels. So come on, how are you balling? Why are you on Twitter blasting out that you balling, doing this, that, and the third? What, to get more fought for chicks? Like, what are you doing? And then you talk about, yo, I want to work, I want to do this, I want to do that. Nigga, you don't want to work. You want to be seen. You know what I'm saying? And the thing that hurts me the most is that it's the old school cats, too. It's the niggas that you came up listening to that, you know, it really shouldn't be about that. It shouldn't be about that. You know what I'm saying? You're washed up anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You're washed up anyway. You'll never be back where you was. We all need each other, bro. Everybody, man. Everybody need to, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm just tired of the whole industry, man. The whole industry smoking mirrors is a bunch of fake shit, yo. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about music. We ain't going to talk about talent because that's a whole nother story. I'm not going to attack people's talent or lack thereof because, you know, there is no talent. You know, I listened to the whole Pretty Boy Swag yesterday, not to knock Soulja Boy. You know what I'm saying? He probably a cool dude. Hop about the bed, told my swag on was my shit, because I could relate to it. But this is my swag. This right here. Like real talk, like that insults my intelligence as a listener. You know what I'm saying? That you actually rap it to me like that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, yo, I don't care, yo. I love this shit too much to sit here and sit on my hands about this shit. I'm willing to go to war over this shit. Are you? Listeners, are you? You know what I'm saying? What? What, B? You know what I'm saying?
If you're willing to go to war for this, like Brad C said, call in at 347-836-7722.
Yeah,
let us
yo.
Know what you think. Bugsy, how you feel about what Brad C just
block,
said?
Man. Yo, I mean, I'm definitely digging what he's saying, man. You know, certain dudes are scared to pass that torch, man, but you know, certain shit only lasts for so long, man. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you're going to be in that retirement home. What you going to still try to do? You know, get your 16 on in the retirement home? Give it up.
Yeah, but you know what, fam? Even that, like, I'm not saying don't rap no more because it's this is the only genre of music that puts an age limit on something. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is don't reach out to people and act like you want to rock with people, but you're only doing that shit out in the public. So everybody could see you saying that, so it looked like you're doing something because you was hot 40 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Because the people that you're talking to, they look up to you. They look up to you, yo. Don't do that. Don't do that and then have them thinking y'all going to work. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to front. I'm a real nigga. I'm going to tell you straight up. There's been a couple old school cats. Yo, follow me at Nicholas Cage. Man, let's keep this funky, yo. I don't give a fuck, yo. Follow me at Nicholas Cage, man, on Twitter. Look at my followers, yo. Look at my followers and go. I ain't even going to say I'm going to let you do the work. Look a couple pages and look at the old school cats y'all see on there, yo. Look at the old school cats y'all see on there. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is reaching out. Niggas is talking about they want to do this, that, and the third, blah, 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 blah. You send them shit. And I know I sent crack. cause I cooks crack. I cooks the crack.
You know what I'm saying?
I cooks the crack. Do you want to smoke it or not? That's the question. Or are you just sitting there talking? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You dealing with people's lives here. We all need this. All of us. Ain't nobody above anybody. You know what I'm saying? Stop fronting. You work at Walmart. Ain't nothing wrong with working at Walmart. Keep it funky. Keep it funky, yo. You ain't balling. Nigga Diddy balling. Keep it real, yo. Stop fronting. Yo, everybody needs to stop fronting. Be real with yourself, yo. Because, I don't care. I don't care, yo. What? What? A lot of shit, man. A lot of shit, yo. A lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas want to, if I die spill blood for it, so be it. You know what I'm saying? Because when I got into this shit, I got into this shit knowing that, yo, man, this is something that belongs to us. You know what I'm saying? We need each other. We need each other to make this rock, yo, and make this happen. Everybody standing, clicking up, standing on corners and looking at everybody with the funny face and trying to look like they balling. Niggas got a little tax refund check. I sold a little beat here, made a little 5 stacks, niggas went and bought some fucking earrings. Now they took some Twitter pictures and they ballin'? Come on, man. Come on, B, like I know you, man. I know what it is, man. But meanwhile, your rent is due? Come on, bro. Keep it real.
Yeah,
tell
they
rent
is
that.
Due. They can't pay their child support. You
last
know what
time
saying?
I checked, like, yo, Lush, last time I checked, the state of New York was doing bad. Cigarettes is $12. So how the whole state of New York is doing good and you balling? Come on, man. Like, the nigga, our governor's blind, V. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? How you balling and our state is doing bad? Keep it real, yo. And the people out there, yo, the listeners and the consumers, stop letting these niggas, the minute these niggas open their mouth with that dumb shit, say, shut it up. Shut the fuck up. You lying. Stop lying, yo. Be real, man. I don't like being lied to. Do you? You know what I'm saying?
I definitely don't.
Word up, man. Stop lying, yo. Stop lying, man. Tired of this. What? You know what I'm saying? Word up. My name's Bad C.
I said it.
Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, man. Brooklyn, New York to the fullest. Man, yo, meet me anywhere on any block, man. We could talk about it. It's a whole lot of outside out here, man. Word up. Word up, man. I'm tired of this, yo. I'm tired of this. It's got to stop. Niggas need to start taking their belts off and whooping niggas. Grown-ass niggas, man. Come on, man. Keep it real, man. We need each other. We need each other. Like, you standing there like, come on, man. Niggas ain't real, man. I'm tired of this, man. Anyway,
if you just joining us right now, like I said, we going to have Sarah Connor on later on in the show. But right now, we calling this segment of the show, you know what I'm saying, smoking mirrors and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people is blowing smoke in the air, you know what I'm saying? They say they want to do this, do that. A lot of people out here is front, you know what I mean? We know you, bro. You know what I'm saying? We done been to your crib. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it real. We broke
all that
too.
Internet gangster stuff, we done seen how you moving, man.
Word up, man. Like, come on, man. Like, keep it real. Like real talk. That internet gangster shit, niggas want to be gangsters or whatever. Come on, man. It's 2000 motherfucking 10, yo. That's so played out and corny, man. If you want to knuckle up. Don't talk about it. Don't sit up there talking about it like, yo, nigga, I'll whoop your ass and I'll do this. No, you won't, nigga, because you said you would. No, you won't. Because if you want to do it, when I grew up, when I came up, the OGs didn't talk about whooping ass. They just whooped ass. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody talking about whooping ass. Now everybody talk about balling. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man, shit is
real. You know what I'm going to do to these cats, what I'm going to do? Yo, you know what I'm gonna do, Buzz? I'm just straight take, you know, I'm gonna take a piece of shit in my hand and smear it in their face, huh? I'm just shitting on you, son. Just smear them in their face, huh? Word up. You lying?
Look, we need to bring back Gills. Remember Gills? Back in the days when people said something stupid, you said, let me get mine. Smack them in the back of the neck. We need to bring that back, man. We need to bring that back, man, because everybody need it. Everybody need it. Yo, real talk, look at Forbes. Like, if you're an intelligent person, pay attention. The people that are balling, you see them. The people that are really untouchable, you see who they are. You're not just going to walk up to Jay-Z and give Jay-Z a CD, and Jay-Z's going to sit there, because he told you, I'm already home. He told you that. He told you that. But come on, man, I refuse to believe that an old school cat or even one of the new cats is balling like that. Like, come on, man, like, help. Or keep it real and be like, yo, you know what, I can't even do nothing at this time. I would respect that than rather you lead me and have me calling you, doing follow-ups, and this, that, and the third, when I know I sent you that crack, boy. I know I sent you that crack. You know what I'm saying? But you just going to get on your high horse and not even reply? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? So you know what? You know what? Then you put a song out. You tell me if your song better than my song then.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Come on, man. We'll let the people decide. We'll put that shit on Lush Radio all live. We'll let the people decide. You know
wow.
what I'm saying?
Man, she Hold is up, on man. In today.
Bad C said it, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. Yeah. A.k.a.
Wow.
Larry J. Blige. Album coming soon. It was called Brown Water, but I'm changing it to Intelligently Ignorant. That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
She is going in. Yo, we're going to go to some quick music.
The single's called Yankee Fitted featuring Talib Kweli and Mims. Get that on iTunes. Shout to them, too. Real niggas, salute.
We gonna have that in a quick second, but I'm gonna go ahead and play Vashy and Memphis Jean Grey, Everybody's a Critic. We're gonna play
yeah.
that, and then we're gonna go into that Yankee Fitted in a few. And we'll be right back, man. Y'all wanna tell us, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got any thoughts about that? Call 347-826-7722. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yo, C, what up? It's Mims. Man, I need to holler at you, man. We definitely gotta do something for these critics, my nigga. Everybody's a critic right now, man. Everybody got something to say, man. If they ain't rapping, then they grandmother rapping. If they grandmother rapping, then they grandfather rapping. I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. Everybody's a rapper. Everybody want to criticize me for the shit I did. So I'm trying to holler at you, man. We need to hook up and do something for these motherfucking critics. You know what I mean? Get back at me, man. We here. Make music.
Oh. Right there. Okay. And then I come in like... Piss flowers upon Box Central. Heron on an instrumental. Six men in this bitch. I'm the man in this bitch. And nope, they can't stand it. Beso mi culo. Nigga, that's Spanish. Kiss my black ass. You ain't understand it. Yep, I'm back on my bullshit. Whoop your ass from the pew to the pulpit. You talk tough, but nope, you ain't gonna do shit. You foolish. I'm Tony Montana on the steps. I take all y'all bullets. You're not want to test this effort. I play frisbee with your records, I confess it. I snatch your life, I do not want your necklace. Run, tell that email or text message. You soft like my girlfriend presses. Fuck bitches, get money, wait, that's sexist. I mean, fuck bitches, make us get money, that's it. I'm a rider, but my belt ain't fastened. I'm tired of y'all bastards. Mm-hmm, everybody a critic. To the mid-act go, and the shit go flit it. Y'all internet dudes get fitted. Fatality, brutality. Fuck with me, lose calories and buckets of blood. That's what it does, it go down. Don't let the thing spin you around like Chris Brown. Woo! I know everybody a critic.
What?
Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic.
Uh-huh.
I know everybody a critic.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic.
All black, that's the shade of the card. How y'all act. Y'all just hate on me hard, I'm all that. Why don't you fall back? Don't you see that I'm busy? Why don't you call back? If you get the picture, why don't you draw that? Since your homeboy raps, tell me what are his drawbacks. Since he better than me, then tell me where y'all at. If I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call that? That. The flow stay dumb tight, dope stay dumb right. They tell me God bless you when I tell them goose untight. Mims, you dumb nice, I'm looking at dumb light. Oh, you don't know, man, I only need one mic. Although my neck shine, it ain't nothing like sunlight. Since I'm super rich, it's only right I rock dumb ice. You can't tell me nothing, man, see, I got my funds right. First that ever did it, it ain't never been done twice. First 1 mil so, then 2 mil so. Then the biggest rap record jump on Billboard.
Who else could top the charts on the entrance? Mims and Phil won't go in the same sentence. I know everybody's a critic. Anybody, I mean, everybody can spit it. We all talk money, but everybody don't live it. They confuse bullshit with niggas being the shittest.
I know everybody a critic. 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 I know everybody a critic.
You know I critique critics back, tight edited letters. I get at them better than B for Vendetta. JD for president, rap resident asshole. I mean in brash tones, got them on dash those. I mean harass those, punks who get cash flow. Writing a bunch of bullshit, checks I can't cash. Talk about me, hate me, rank me last, say I stank and pass. Y'all can doubt me, my last I still bank cash. I'm a hustling motherfucker, bank on that. No press is bad press, I can get your address. I'll pee a home ID, use my iPhone. MapQuest the map out, best route to your home. Ever seen Jay and Silent Bob strike back? Like your ladies man 22, and you said that. Just bitch, you shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of rap. Crack, internet don't have your back, come on. I beat the shit out of a little kid, I don't give a fuck. Parents should be monitoring what the fuck you're doing on the internet. I'll whoop your ass. I'll get a switch. I'm gonna whoop your monkey ass.
Y'all heard Jane. She said she will whoop your kid's ass. You know what I'm saying? We gonna, you know what I'm saying, get Yankee fitted in there. Like I said, we're gonna have the world famous My Girl, Sarah Connor live in the building at 7 o'clock. We're going to be interviewing her. Right now we got Bad Seed in the building, also with my boy, Bugsy, live in the building representing Boston. Shout out to everybody in New York. I'm broadcasting live from BK right now. Like I said, we have 15 slots left for the IDJ Awards, Lush Radio IDJ Awards 2010 mixtape. It's $100 a slot. And your music will be handed to all the DJs. It's going to be directly in all of the gift bags for all the important people that need to have your music if you really try to get your stuff out there. Also, make sure you log on to www.idjawards.com and go ahead and vote for Lush Radio Online for Internet DJ. Go to IDJ Awards Internet DJ, click on it, go all the way down, Lush Radio Online, and vote. Show your support. And like I said, we're about to go on the line again to go talk to Bugsy. Right now, we're talking about people that's, you know, fronting. A lot of people out here in the music game, they fronting, talk about they doing stuff when we know you ain't doing that. And I've been to your crib, son. I know you eat peanut butter and jelly, son. I know you eat peanut butter and jelly and lose
it. And ain't nothing wrong with it. But there ain't nothing wrong with it. Come on, keep it real.
Stop fronting. But we going on. We got another caller on the line. We got a caller from the 347-536. What's goody? 347-536. What's goody?
Yo.
What up?
Yo, this me, Cuzzo.
What is this, Cuzzo? What up, Cuzzo? What's poppin', son?
Yo, I'm chilling. Just decided to dial in up in this mug. Hello,
everybody. How you feel about what Bad C? How you feel about what Bad C was talking about? People fronting. Talking about they doing stuff when they really ain't doing that. How you feel about that, Cuzzo?
Yo, I ain't even going front. I ain't even hear that. I wasn't. For real, I didn't hear it. I wasn't even online yet. Well, bad. I'm sure he was talking about something real good, though.
Yo, we was calling this smoke and mirrors, you know what I'm saying? We were calling it smoke and mirrors. A lot of people be blowing up smoke, you know what I'm saying? They be portraying something when they really not who they say they are, you know what I mean? A lot of people be like, oh, they balling like this, but really, we know you eating oodles and noodles, son. You know what I'm saying?
Lush, you know what's crazy, Lush? Like, I'm going to use for an example. Like, you know, shout to Rick Ross. His album is phenomenal. Salute. You know what I'm saying? The album is crazy. There's a record called Aston Martin Music, right? And I'm looking on Twitter. I'm seeing all these people tweeting all this shit out. Aston Martin, yeah, my Aston Martin music. Yo, fam, have you seen an Aston Martin? Do you know what an Aston Martin is,
Aston
though?
What Aston Martin is?
Like, can you relate? Can you really, really relate to that? That's rich folk music.
He talking to rich people, yo. He talking to people who got it, yo. Real talk. Because he's not telling us how we could get it. He's not telling us how he got it. He's just saying he got it. You understand what I'm saying? So shout to him though, because that's what's up. That's something you aspire to get. But all these, come on, man. Like I just seen a nigga in his Nissan Honda Chevy talk about Aston Martin music. Like, come on, man. Like, how the hell you was just in your Chevy, but you bumping Aston Martin music in your Chevy? Like, you shouldn't even play that in there. Play it in your iPod. You know what I'm saying? Don't play that in there. Keep it funky. Keep it real with yourselves, yo. Keep it real, wow, man. That's the problem with rap, yo. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired. I'm a spoiled nigga. I don't care, yo. I don't care. Who want to fight? What? I don't care, man. I don't care, man. We bringing it back, yo.
Hey,
yo, that
shit is going in, son.
Load up.
I love
this shit, man.
Hey,
I love this shit.
That shit is going in, man. How you feel about it, yo? He going in, yo.
He sound like he been holding that in for a while, and he just at that point where he's like, yo, fuck it. Like, he's at that point like, fuck it, man. You know it is what it is right about now.
You know, man.
Like you said, it's 2010, man. What you going to do?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Knock it off. Like, what I say, yo, what I say, I say, yo, the minute these people start talking that crazy shit, what you got to say to them? Just say, shut it up. Shut it up. You know what I'm saying? Word up. And ladies, when y'all don't get it twisted, ladies, when you're in the club, right, and the nigga come up to you with a bottle or two, maybe he got two. Best believe 9 times out of 10, he just got paid. And tell him, I challenge you to tell him buy two more before you get the number. Be like, yo, get two more, and you get the number.
Wow.
Get two more, because you probably going to be nursing them bottles all night. Get two more. And then, matter of fact, just get homie over there a bottle just because he's standing there by himself and nobody want to talk to him. Just get him a bottle because you balling, right? Balling, right?
Balling. That's no thought.
Come on, man. Tired of these suckers, yo. Straight up. Follow me at Nicholas Cage. Follow me at Nicholas Cage. I go in. Like this is nothing. This is nothing.
Wow. We're going to go into Bad C's Yankee Fitted. Tell everybody who you got on the features on this joint, and tell everybody, introduce this song, fam.
Yeah, this the first single off my album coming soon called Intelligently Ignorant. It's called Yankee Fitted. It's featuring Talib Kweli and featuring Mims. It's produced by my man Clef Dollars from out in VA. This shit is hard, man. Video coming soon. We got a lot of cameos by a lot of folks. Videos you'll see in a minute, man. World star status. You know, if you real stand up, you don't even got to be from New York, man. If you're just a real person, man, get with this, man. Get with it. Film it. Scott.
I'm saying, will I ever get my cameo in a video? Will I ever get a Lush Radio shout out? Dang. Dog.
Oh, yeah, yo, shout to Lush Radio. Lush, you know I love you, Lush. Yo, Lush, Lush, I swear to God, if you do not win this online DJ shit, word up, I swear to God. They need to do a recount. It's like Florida all over again, right?
Don't go around slapping random niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, so we're going to go to the show.
Fitted and by billing. Jesus, God, Muhammad, Allah, my witness. And why stand up, y'all know what this is.
This is
one for New York, you bitches. Set the record straight, I rep the state. Everywhere I go, the fitted and track hate.
Uh-huh.
The NY logo, they say, oh no. Yeah. New York in the building, don't speed, go slow.
Yeah.
Shout the West Side, shout the South. Shout the Midwest, overseas in depth. Shout to everywhere, I ain't even been yet.
Uh-huh.
But when I touch down, one thing you can't bet. I got my fitted on. Who wanna get it on? Even when I'm dolo, the bubble with the logo. I'm stuck NY-O-N-I. Walk with a bot like my toes is God. That has to be for me, I don't vocalize. Swing my arm like a hammer till I broke his eye. New York song, yeah, and the Pope get high. Yo, pass my fitted, let me show this guy. I got it in blue, got it in red. I got it in black, matter of fact. You can tell a NY nigga how he wear it if it ain't about the fit it had, I don't want it.
That's my thing. That's my thing.
The way your hat fit on your head is so funny, you bummy, it's so laughable, I'm so international. I'm always on the runway, no fashion show. Places I have to go, you can't get to where the metric card, wear it on stage and I sweat a lot, so you can tell I'm working. I got a reservoir fitted 7¼ to fit it so perfect. I stay loyal to the royal blue. They call the apple rotten cause New York City will spoil you. Sometimes I switch it up with the fedora or the apple jack till I'm ready to bring the apple back. That's when I open up a closet door, find a Captain Apple Spike Lee Jordan's on the closet floor. Me and my fitted travel many miles before every tour I step and try and support the big
style
for
my game. That's my game. That's my game. That's our game. Hey, and everywhere we go, they already know that. That's our game. That's our game.
Look at I've been around the world and I keep my Yankee fitted. Rim touch low across my eyes wide. Sometimes I can't see shit, but yeah, I go hard for my city, no pause. Me, I ball like I had no draws. I had to pause on that, I sound reckless. I'm from the itty, the city that found freshness. Yep, yep, I rap hard when I'm OT. I got the game on rap like I'm roti. No sex dwelling, my nigga, that means no sleep. I hit the club like pussy meat and I'm so deep. I got a big ego, I make big friends. Ask these bitches, they tell you I got a big head. That's cause most of y'all niggas ain't really living. You couldn't walk a day in my fitted, nigga, you get
it. That's my game, that's my game.
Yeah, man, that was that Yankee fitted right there, you know what I'm saying, featuring Talib Kweli Mims and my boy Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Bad C, a.k.a. Tell Him Why You Mad, son, fuck you in the face, son, a.k.a. I don't like none of y'all fake-ass niggas, son, in the building, that's it. My cousin got something to say about the topic. You know what I'm saying? Smoking, you know what I'm saying? You know, smoking mirrors, man. You got something to say, Cuzzo? Because we were talking about a lot of cats. You know, they leasing stuff. We know y'all leasing stuff, man. We know y'all had no Ferraris. Y'all had no Aston Martin. We know y'all had this stuff, man. For real.
I'm just saying, wait. Let me just get up in here real quick. One thing real quick. One of the things, Bassie, I wanted to say, because you had mentioned Rick Ross, for instance, right, and how he talk about the things that he has in this song, this Aston Martin song and stuff like that. But one of the things that I see as well, like, coming, excuse me, you know, I'm not rich or nothing like that, but a lot of times these rappers and stuff don't have half of the stuff they be talking about. You understand? Like, they may say, oh, yeah, I got this. And, like, my cousin was just saying, like, all right, they leasing this Ferrari. They leasing it. They ain't owning nothing. So at the end of the day, they just out here. They got the fame, but they ain't got the fortune behind it to back it up. So we were talking about how people, what they need, some Honda Chevy, and they talking about Aston Martin. It's just like any other kind of music. Music is the influence. And whether it's influencing you in a good way or in a bad way, it's going to influence you. So if you don't even have it, it inspires people to go get it, even though people should have some sort of common sense. But let's be honest, a lot of people go after things before they even get it. Like my man Kanye West said, he already was trying to go shop and stuff before he even had it. You know what I mean? So I mean, I think it's a bigger, I think it's way bigger than what it, like, than just, oh, people that don't have it. It's even worse with people that do, that we look at up to, that we think have it, that really don't have it. You understand?
Cuzzo,
you know what I mean?
Cuzzo, can I comment on that real quick? Like, I remember I seen Killer Mike said something real interesting. He was like, yo, when you listening to an artist, and the artist is basically telling you, nah, 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 boo, boo, I got this, you don't. Like, would you actually ride in a car with this nigga, or would you tell him get the fuck out your car? Like, telling you what he got and what you don't got. Like, I know I don't want to be talked down to. Like, I mean, especially if that is the majority of your content. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that rap is about being braggadocious. It's been like that since day one. I understand that. I understand, you know, the whole blueprint of rap. But that is your whole content, and you ain't telling us nothing about how to get it, or what we can do to avoid getting in trouble to get it, or, you know what I'm saying? Then you just do part of the problem. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. And that's my part. Like.
How you feel about that, Bugsy? You over there being quiet, man. How you feel about that, man?
Yo, I'm actually just listening to them good points over there that they're giving out, so I ain't want to jump in and interrupt because that needed to be heard. But
yeah,
you know, it's real talk. Like, you know, I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm not really too big of a fan of the boy Ho, but even he said it. You know what I mean? He said, believe, you know, half of what you hear, and then believe half of what you see, and then what you hear. You know what I mean? Even
yeah.
if it's spat by him. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
a lot of dudes, they just spit what they know people want to hear. That's like with a dude, he want bag shorty, so he gonna say what she want to hear just because she want to hear. So when it comes to selling music, artists is gonna say what the buyers want to hear because they, you know. If you say, like, if you was like Pac, like, a lot of people ain't really understand Pac until after he was dead. You know what I'm saying? That was the man right there. He ain't really talk too much of that battling or getting money. He was up for the community. What's going on? How you got single mothers out here, they kids asking where they daddy at, things like that. You know what I mean? And people didn't realize that because he wasn't really out there talking about, oh, I got this, I got that. But the thing I give Pac, when he did speak up on somebody, he put about four or five people in one rap and kept it moving, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and people ain't really look at Pac like that, you know, until after he was dead and people was rocking, like, oh, who's that? Oh, I ain't never heard that Pac song. I look at cats to this day like, yo, what the fuck you mean? You just now started listening to Pac. Like, yo,
yeah.
Pac was one of them
yeah.
real dudes, and he wasn't really talking about, oh, I'm about to spend $5,000 on this, and you know what I mean? Like, he kept it real hood with it, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of cats, they not comfortable spitting what needs to be heard. They
Pac, the reason why most people, which I'm a number one, like, Pac fan, I love him to death, and Pac talked about real life, about, you know what I'm saying, what people really went to, and the same thing with Biggie. He talked about what he actually went through. You know what I'm saying? These are people we're talking about. And even when Biggie started getting into, you know, the game with getting the money, why am I talking about being in the streets when I'm not in the streets no more? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like you know what I'm
exactly.
saying? You can't be saying that you're still active in the streets if you ain't active in the streets no more.
And the thing about Big is that we grew with Big. Like, Ready to Die was him at the grittiest, the dirtiest. You know, he told you that he was black and ugly as ever. He told you, you know what I'm saying? He told you all of that on that album with the robbing the train and give me the loot. By the time the second album came, you know, it's Hypnotized. He's partying and having fun because we grew with him. We seen that he came from nothing and then he finally came to something. So when he started talking about having money, it was cool. But also to reiterate what homie said about how the you know, the artists are talking and saying the shit that the people want to hear, you know, my issue with that is that do the people even know that they want to hear that, or are they being programmed? Are they being programmed to that's what they want to hear? They don't even know. Like I'm an advocate for artists, like all artists, even the mainstream artists. Mm-hmm. I do not mainstream artists, but I think that as consumers, we need to take it upon ourselves to go beyond 106 and Park and beyond Hot 97 and go really look and dig, because there are diamonds in the rough out here, yo. Later for me, like, I'm not even speaking on myself as an artist. I'm talking about, yo, it's somebody next door to you that's probably dope that can't get heard and getting overlooked because Soulja Boy's telling you that this is his swag. Very slowly and dumbly. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my swag.
Yes.
Like, come on, man. Don't y'all feel insulted that he's actually spitting at you like this?
Like this is what I oh man.
Let me say something on this Philly Boy Swag. Now, okay, let's say devil's advocate. At one point in myself, you know, even though I love hip hop, I love music in general. I'm a music connoisseur. Now, Pretty Boy Swag, okay, is to me, I feel is a very ignorant song. Some people love it. It's a catchy song, but at the end of the day, what message are you really telling people that they really like dumbed down? And then what is that to say about the consumer? Because once again, the consumer is buying it and basically saying, and the only reason why they produce a lot of this stupidity and a lot of this crazy music is because the consumer says, okay, we agree with it. But still, at the same time, it's being fed to them, and they're saying that this is the standard. This is the standard. But another thing, I got to commend the young boy. Because there's not too many young children at that age, right now at the age of 18, this boy can retire at like 20-something.
Yeah, I'm not knocking him as a man and getting money. I'm saying as somebody, as a music connoisseur like yourself. Like, I grew up, you know what I'm saying? I'm 35. I grew up on Isley Brothers and, you know what I'm saying? Like you understand? Like, to hear somebody actually sit down and that he wrote that, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? I think that the consumers that are buying it, this is my theory. People, y'all can agree or disagree, but I think a lot of them is the youth. No knock to the youth, but the crack babies have grown up.
Yo.
The crack babies are 20, 21 years old now. You know what I'm saying?
It's the year of the crack babies, son. You ain't know? It's the year of the crack babies. I swear
it is. They've grown up, yo. They've grown up. Like, they're like, when we were young, when we was 19, 20 years old, well, I know when I was 20, you know what I was listening to? Raekwon Purple Tape, 95. You know what I'm saying? I had the Raekwon Purple Tape. I had Mobb Deep, the Infamous. I had, you know what I'm saying? I had Nas, I.M., and all of that. I was listening to that. You know what I'm saying? The crack babies wasn't even born yet. Well, either that or they was young, like really, really young, to the point where they wasn't even listening to music. Now, I'm not calling all the young youth crack babies. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, this is what's going on here. You know, the attention spans. Everybody's the excuses. Oh, I got ADD. Oh, I just can't cope. I have ADD.
I can't do it.
Oh, I just can't pay attention. I have ADD. Oh, I'm dropping out of school. I can't understand. I have ADD.
This is the question, though, people. We've talked about the problem. What is the solution? What do you do to fix this stuff if it's out there? How do you fix this? Like, how do you stop people from fronting? How do you stop people from dealing with stuff like that? You go to www.idjawards and you're going to vote for Lush for your life so we can dealing with the machine.
And you cop that Bad C album. Cop that Bad C album. Intelligently Ignorant.
You know,
coming soon.
You know
what it is? You got niggas just need to stop condoning and feeding into it. Once you start ignoring niggas, they're gonna have to switch it up. You know what I mean? The more you condone to it and you feed into that bullshit that they give out, they're gonna keep doing it because you keep feeding into it and condoning to it. And once you put an end to it, they're gonna have to switch up their hustle sooner or later.
And expose the youth to other forms of music. Like my little man, he's like a brother, you know what I'm saying? He's 19 years old. You know, I play for him the older stuff, and he raps too. And he told me today, he was like, yo, you know what, being around you, you know, I like being around you because I get to be around a nice nigga. And instead of being around niggas around my age and rapping like them, I aspire to, you know what I'm saying, to do other things. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And it felt good that he told me that. You know what I'm saying? Because each one teach one. You teach one. He could go buy Soulja Boy. That's cool. Like, I'm not saying don't cop it. If you like it, cop it. But there's other stuff out there. Broaden your minds, yo. Broaden your minds. Like, look at TV now. Like, everything's reality show. Like, you know, there ain't nothing. And
yo,
it ain't even reality.
I don't watch TV no more, man.
Yeah,
TV
man.
Is just too much brainwashing, man. There ain't no point in watching TV no more. Yo,
everything's set up for the dummy.
I gotta go to a song real quick, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to a song. It's called Digimon Planets. You know what I'm saying?
This is what I used to listen to back in the day. We're going to go to that, and we're going to have your girl Sarah Connor live in the building, a.k.a. Lyric live in the building, you know what I'm saying? Dominating, you know what I'm saying, grind time. She's going to be live in the building with us, man, on Lush Radio Online. So call in at 347-826-7722. Right now you listening to Bad T. He's going to give you more information on the album soon. And call in, man. Why you fronting? Get out of here. Knock it off. I don't know. What's going on with my switchboard? It's wilding out right now. Okay, here we go. Let's go with this craziness. Wilding.
Y'all want me to start singing?
She got the Nick Cannon switchboard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, stupid, yeah. Cuzzo, you there? Cuzzo, you there? Or you gone?
She gone.
She gone. Yo, I don't know why it's so hot out here, son. It's hot as I don't know what out here, son.
Cause it's summer, Lush. It's summer.
Yo, it's hot out here, son. I can't deal with you, son. I'm sweating, son. Word up. Yo, I took a dump, son, and I was sweating, son. It was miserable, son. Word up.
Yo.
It was crazy.
See, that's why I love Lush, though. That's why I love Lush, though. Yeah, man. Like that's all a nigga want. That's all a nigga want to have, man. It's the real shit, yo. And yo, that should be a topic one day too. Women, why y'all be acting like y'all don't shit? Stop fronting. Yeah, you do.
For real. Don't be talking about you pooted and stuff and all that. You farted, man.
Yeah,
you farted. You ain't poo. You farted.
You ain't got to get up, baby. You ain't got to get up, go to the bathroom, fart around me, cause I will fart around you. Yeah, I'll fart on you. Love you.
Yo, I'm so off to some word up. Well, we're going to go to this song. I think the switchboard working. Y'all crazy. Sarah Connor in a few, yeah. We're going to have Sarah Connor in a few on the show. Bigamo Planet. Here we go. Digamo Planets, this is what I was listening to back in the day. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Let's radio, let's go. Fancy, let's go. Fuzzy, let's go.
Like the breeze flow straight out of our lips. Them, they got boo bodies, how about Brooklyn kids? Us floor rush when the DJ's booming classics. You think the crew on the baddest hip hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sound. Frequency, fatter joints called underground. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimension? Why is it so fly? Cause hip-hop got some drama. When butterfly rocks the light, we sway boomers. What by the cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz the entire hip-hop era? Was fresh and fat since we started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The Puba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms, just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Queen feed a chocolate, tap to my rap. She innovates after we the cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Then they be crazy down with the five mate. It can kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. He gets to change his smile, so I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just flipped, let borders get loose. I took him to all the beaches like you. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the platform.
Let's go, yo. Let's go, Digable Planet. It don't matter. Let's go, yo, call back.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that, I'm chill.
Yo, are you chill like that? Do you rock like that? Are you black like that? Are you Spanish like that? I'm so smooth. I'm feeling sexy even though it's hot as hell. The sweat is dripping from my face. Lush Radio. Log on to www.idjawards.com.
The jams that come Mr. going for. She flips the beats and asks me could she puff it. Me,
I got crew kids, seven and a crush.
Let's go.
Cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks the tape from the Crooklyn 9-pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like me coming stacks and rolls. You used to find a bug in a box of babe. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. I'm peace like that. I'm peace like that. I'm peace like that.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's Berry.
Yo, I'm feeling Berry right now. Where that Berry juice at? I feel so Berry. I'm a Lush Berry. Shout out to AG, man. Shout out to everybody, man. We gonna have the world famous, your girl said, kind of live in the building. I'm talking about this girl is definitely blazing. She's a problem. Step in the ring with the lioness and get torn up the bits. She is the infamous Grind Time representative. Your girl, Sarah Connor, a.k.a. Lyric. We love her to death. BX, what's up? She's going to be live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. So call in at 347-826-7722. Right now, we got my boy Bad C and my boy Bugsy live in the building. Yo, Bad C, yo, tell everybody your quick updates about everything and stuff. I'm about to pull this caller in a quick second. Tell everybody the quick updates, how they can check the album out and everything like that, Bad C.
Yeah, the album, like I said, it was supposed to be called Brown Water. I changed it to Intelligently Ignorant. Supposed to drop in September. I changed it. We're dropping it in November. We got Mims on there, Talib Kweli on there, Gene Gray on there, Beanie Sigel on there. We're going in. Production is crazy. Too many to name. Support, man. Support real hip-hop, yo. You know, you can follow me at Nicholas Cage on Twitter. That's at Nicholas Cage, not Nicholas, Nicholas Cage on Twitter. You know, that's about it. Six Man is the movement, man. If you love hip-hop like I love hip-hop, then let's do hip-hop, yo, period. That's it, you know. Shout out to Sarah Connor, too, man. That's family from back in the day. Lyric, yeah, I see you. I've been seeing you tearing everybody apart. I see it. Ain't nothing changed, man. Yeah.
Definitely.
Brooklyn, stand up.
She's definitely a lioness, man. Shout out to DJ Ronan and Math Hoffa out there and stuff. Like
yeah.
I said, we have Sarah Connor live in the building. Call in at 347-826-7722 and talk to the lioness, man. She's a monster. If you haven't seen Grind Time or you ain't seen her battles, like, she's, yo, I think she can eat up a, she can destroy a dude, yo. Like,
yeah,
I want
she has.
She done destroyed dudes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know what I'm saying? She's just a monster. She's really a monster, you know what I'm saying? And she just got, she's been grinding so hard and doing a lot of things. And I just want people to support her, man, for real.
I'm just glad she's my friend and I don't got no beef with her. She's a monster. Good Lord. You know.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to see what's going on with this stupid switchboard. You know what I'm saying? She's going wilding right now. So hold on and bear with me. Caller from the 917. I'm trying to bring you right in a few seconds. Trying to see what's going on with my switchboard. Give me a minute. Bear with me. Go ahead and once again and give everybody your Twitter and your email again, Bad C, so people can get at you and your YouTube and stuff.
My Twitter is at Nicholas Cage. My YouTube is Seed That Dude. And for bookings, you can book me to do shows at bookbadc@gmail.com. I'll come out and tear that shit the fuck down, man. No hype, man. Think DMX and Mos Def snatched together. That's me, you know, on stage. A lot of energy, man, you know.
I'm saying I can't be your hype woman. I can't be your hype woman.
Hell yeah, Lush. Hell yeah, Lush. Fuck
can
that.
Can I do a drop on something? Like, that's, I just want to feel... like I'm not neglected. That's all I want to do.
Let's do something, yo. Y'all hear it here first. My word is a man. Me and Lush going to do something, yo.
Don't be a smoke mirror, all right?
That's why I'm saying it live. That's why I'm saying it live so everybody can hear this documented. We going to do something. I ain't one of them say I'm going to do it and then don't do it, yo. Like,
don't we
going to...
That's not good. Don't be a smoke mirror. Don't say you want that.
post something, you know, you ain't nowhere to be found. Don't be a smoking mirror, son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My mirrors don't got smoke in them. I see me. You see you?
I see you. You see me?
I see you.
You see me? I'm waiting for my swift ward to come back. Bear with me. Callers, bear with me. I'm trying to get y'all back on the line with me.
Y'all want, y'all, while we wait, you want to have me do a Jim Jones impersonation?
Don't do that, son. That's crazy right there. Don't do that. That's crazy.
I do the game, too. Buster, all of them. LL, you name it.
Why didn't you even know that you did impersonations? Go ahead and try one for you.
All right, let me see. Let me do Jimmy. Hey, yo, what's up? Lush Radio Online. It's your boy, Capo. Dipset Bird Gang, we in the building. Ballin', you already know. Harlem, we going in, we in the building. You already know. Lennox, 143rd, you already know. 143rd, Lennox. I got my Skull Gang belt on, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yo, that was crazy, huh?
Well, fun.
That was really crazy right there, man. Bear with me, people. I'm trying to get this switchboard together, all right? So bear with me and stuff, man. Don't chew my head off. I got y'all.
While you work on that switchboard, Lush, what's up with your man DMX, man? I heard he's back in jail already.
Nah, son. Word.
Yeah, I heard about that this morning before I was going to work. It was like DMX back in jail. I was like, are you serious, son?
Son, for real?
What was that, 2 days, 3 days, some shit like that?
What did he get locked up for? What was this for?
I don't even know, fam. Real talk, I was on, like I said, I was on the move heading to work this morning. I actually caught that on, I want to say it was like MTV2. It was like early in the morning, like 7, 8 o'clock. They showed that shit at the bottom with their little breaking news shit. I was like, God damn, I swear he just KO'd.
I remember seeing it on World Star, but I didn't click on it. It was either World Star or Vlad TV. I didn't even click on it.
Man, what's going on with him, man?
I know they say some niggas feel more comfortable in jail than they do outside, but I hope that's not the case.
I was just about to say that. I was just about to say, some people like jail, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you going to do?
It's my man. You know what I'm saying? I just can't help it. Sometimes I feel like I'm a dog, and sometimes I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? I come out to the real world, and I just can't take it.
Hey, I like to go to jail. Word up. You don't got to pay rent in jail, you mean? You get free food, you mean?
That's it.
You guaranteed free hots in the cot.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. You ain't got to pay no rent. You ain't got to pay no light bill. You know what I mean?
Oh, my internet is wilding on me right now, son. My internet is wilding on me right now, son. But I just bear with me. It's all good, okay? It's all good, okay? The powers that be, the devil is a liar, but it's gonna.
Yes,
the devil is a liar. It's coming. It's about to come to pass. So bear with me, people, my children. My
devil
radio
must be a rapper. He must be a rapper or something, because he lies.
The devil is a liar. You know?
You say he must be a rapper.
You know?
The devil got an album coming out.
We're gonna get this done. We're gonna get this done. Sarah Connor is coming through on the show, and you know what I'm saying, just bear with me. It's one of them hot days. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it be hot, and you know the equipment overheat.
Lush, I remember, it's funny, though. It's funny you having Sarah Connor on. Yo, real talk, Sarah Connor is fam. You know what I'm saying? When she come on, ask her about 307, man. Sarah, I used to remember seeing her tearing dudes' heads off in the New York City underground. You know, we all came up together. Me, her, Jean Grey, PH, Quali, Mos Def, all of us. You know what I'm saying? And she was cool. She was a beast. Like, just stand back, yo. Stand back, just let her do a thing. She's mad short, mad small, man. And you don't know where the voice is coming from. You could be across the street, around the corner, down the block, you know, and you hear her.
The switchboard is working now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got calling from the 917. 917, what's goody? You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's poppin'?
917, what's poppin'?
Hootie who?
Yeah.
Hold up. What's up? Who this? Is this Emma or is this?
What the hell's wrong with your system, goddammit? I'm having to have a corner on the motherfucking throwing that shit fucking out of fat. What the hell?
She going in.
We don't roll security. Where the security at?
We don't roll like that. What's good?
Security, we got disgruntled people calling.
That's my girl Emma.
We got a caller from the 646. Is this Sarah? What's good?
Yo.
My
is this Sarah?
Sarah Khan in the building.
What up, Sarah Connor? What's poppin', sis?
I'm trying over here, sis. I've been listening to y'all cracking up over here.
Yeah.
Wow, DMX. Wow.
Yo, let me give Sarah some love real quick. Let me give her some love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That'd be some class for her, man, because she goes in, man. She definitely represents hard.
Yeah.
I try my best, man. What's the use? I can't stop doing it. At the end of the day, this is what's in me, and I'm going to keep going, whether it's going to be business or it's going to be ramen. I'm just going to keep doing this shit until somebody understands it ain't about what I am. It's the skills that I pursue.
Definitely. Yeah. And real quick, man, to let y'all guys know, this girl right here goes so hard in the paint. She goes so hard in the paint. I mean, she been grinding. She done ripped dudes' heads off. She done ripped chicks' heads off. Grind time noticed that. They respect her, you know what I'm saying? They put the crown on her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. They showed me a ring of, man, like. They do their homework over there in Guantanamo. You know what I mean? They know they're
Sarah, really what's
the poppin'?
What's poppin', Ma? What's poppin'? I ain't speak to you in years, B.
That's bad seed.
It's bad seed, man.
Yeah, that's my brother on the line, son.
That's right. What's good?
Thank you, said it, homie. What's good, bro?
Yeah, man, I'm here. When she told me that we was on here, we was talking a little earlier. We had a little segment. She told me you was going to be on. Had to stick around.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Get back in touch with that boy right there. We was the illest dance crew in the club, son.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Yes, so am I. Yeah. Yeah, you already know, hey.
See, the skinny
server
when they called the lyric.
Yeah. Word up. You already know.
In that boy's house.
Yeah. 307. I told us, ask you about 307, man. 307.
No, we got into so much trouble in 307.
Oh, man. Ridiculous.
You know, a lot of people, like, I'm so glad that she's on the line because there's so much of this new generation that don't understand my history. You know what I'm saying? And she's there. You know, he was there. He's seen me go through it all. Like, I came up with him, Gene, PH, Quali, Mose. We done smoked together, got into all kinds of fights. That boy been this. That's my history on the line right there, y'all. Like,
that's right.
That's
right.
Family, son.
You already know. Yo, we got to exchange math. Yo, matter of fact, I'll get your shit from Lush, you know?
Yeah, definitely. We got to do this. You got to come through, son. We got the grind song shit popping Friday.
Yeah, I still speak to PH. PH, he president of that shit, right? The East Coast joint,
nah,
right?
Yeah, he dropped down. Me and Penn are running it now.
All right.
He's
on
Friday. Yeah.
Okay.
He's trying to go in right now, son. So
right now,
right.
This personal conversation. Can we get a Sarah Connor interview?
Me and Steve, for a minute, son. My bad.
Now, Sarah, do your thing. Love you, man.
Hey, y'all, you know, I know y'all reminiscing. We got to get into the interview because everybody want to hear about stuff. And you know how you be bad, see? Y'all be sitting here reminiscing so hard body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, forever.
Okay.
Yo, real talk, I just got some real quick news and stuff. Shout out to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? It's hot. It's I don't know what. Make sure that you, you know, keep yourself lubricated with, you know what I'm saying, drink water, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hydrated. I'm tripping, right? Because it's hot.
Lubricated.
I'm hot.
I was like, where's she going with this?
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. No. I just got some bad news. A friend of mine, fam, died today. Yesterday at like 5 o'clock last week, of an asthma attack. A young boy just graduated from high school. His name is John. So rest in peace, John, and salute to his whole family and stuff. He was about to be an accountant and everything, man. He had an asthma attack over the week, yo. Crazy. But
it's been a crazy week like that. Rest in peace, Asano N, man. He died in a car crash in Dominican Republic just a couple of days ago. So, and he was the reason why SOBs was popping so hard with all these shows. He's really responsible for Joel Ortiz's, you know, Big Buzz.
Yeah.
Things like that. So shout out.
Got a whole list of names
that
you bring out, Sano. Yeah. Shout out to Sano. We did a show. We dedicated. I actually did a show dedicating that to him on Saturday. And shout out to Steve. Rest in peace to Steve. Me and my cousin met Steve at Junior's. Steve died the same night, son. Crazy.
Yo. And since my brother Steve is on the phone. A special rest in peace to my brother and his brother, E-Rock.
You
know what I
mean?
You know,
Nicer from Tasco, his son, too, had, he didn't pass, he got murdered about 2 weeks ago in a barbecue. Chilling in a barbecue. And a stray bullet.
Yeah, we dropping like flies. It's time to live every day like it's your last, baby.
For real. That's crazy right there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that lost a loved one and stuff, man. This really telling you, like, yo, live your life to the fullest, man. If you want to do this, man, go hard at it. Don't look back. Don't let nobody stop you from it. You know what I'm saying? Leave your footprints in life, man. Leave a legacy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Sarah Connor is definitely starting, you know, history and creating history. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to.
You know, ain't no trying, girl. I want to hear trying. You doing it. You doing it right now. You know what I mean? Talk to us. What, you know, I mean, I know Bad C put it out there. You used to do your little break dance and everything. But how did you both get into the game, though, for real?
I mean, I lived in the South Bronx, and my parents, you know, I grew up in an alcoholic family. You know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, I don't know if you guys have history with alcoholics, but they like to listen to their music in the middle of the night, like 4 in the afternoon to 4 in the morning type. You know what I mean? So my father just kept, you know, every time he had his moment, he would sit with me in the living room and just play countless music and put me on to the history. And living right there in front of People's Park, like, that's where the battles would go down, all the B-boy battles and shit. And I just so happened to be there when, like, Rocksteady and New York City Breakers was having their personal issues and they were going hard. And, like, for me at, like, 8, 9 years old, you're like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. You know what I mean? Like, is he really spinning on his head? I want to do that shit. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I was just watching and absorbing. Then I started seeing everybody rapping and, you know, doing the whole hip-hop thing. And I just fell in love at first sight. Like, my parents already knew it was a problem from the moment I hit 10 years old. Like, they were like, okay, she wants Shell Top Adidas. She doesn't want the little cute little shoes over there with the white dress. She wants the Adidas suit with the Adidas Shell Top. That's what she wants. So that's... And ever since then, I've been in love with Emma ever since. Like, hip-hop's just been, you know, and as time progressed, I just learned more and more and just kept rhyming and dancing and being in love with both, you know, elements of hip-hop. And the rhyming kind of took over more than the dancing, but the dancing was getting me my money at the time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all good. I was just learning from watching Seed and Gene and all of them, you know, be in the studio and go through their different, you know, ups and downs and learning the contracts and to the point where it was kind of like I took a step back and just watch my family do what they do. So you know, I felt like it was time. You know, at a certain age, you feel like it's time, you know,
mm-hmm.
to step in the ring yourself. And that age was 15. And I kept going, and then I bumped into and met a dope female MC by the name of Apani B. Fly MC and another dope female MC named Jean Grey. And next thing you know, we all over the underground circuit just causing some kind of havoc. And I was more of the battle MC, and they were more of the shows. And every time a battle happened, I'm the one they would pull out the woodworks. Like, what? I got you right now. Hold on. And they were, you know what I'm saying? They go get me from the back or something. And I was just doing it, man. And thank God, like, landed me on, you know, Pharoah's first album, Jean Grey's first album, Pumpkinhead. Like, a lot of albums that are in the cut, you know what I mean? I'm glad to say that I was, you know, I was a part of that. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, years later, and I decided to do the solo thing now that I learned everything. And, you know, Grind Time showed me a lot of love. I mean, EO Dub in the first place, you know, they helped breed me as a performer. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? Because there's a difference between rapping and just performing. There's a real big difference, and people don't get that. You know what I mean? So EO Dub being my first and foremost home where my name came up and, you know, learning how to perform and doing the hosting and everything, like, once EO Dub molded me right, it was time. You got to make those next steps, you know what I mean? Every time you master something or you try to, you got to keep making the next step. And shout out to KM because he called me, like, direct, who is CEO of Grind Time, gave me a call and was like, yo, we know your history. We know your background. We know what you do. And, you know, would you like to be a battle MC in Grind Time? And at first, I wasn't with it, but then it was kind of like what females are doing it. I mean, I spent 4 years, and Emma and whoever else knows my history knows this. There was nobody trying to battle me for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow.
That is not a lie. That is not fiction. You know what I mean? These are actual, truthfully told stories. You know what I'm saying? So for about 5 years, you know, some little name started ducking me because Fight Club, I was battling dudes for days and actually, I would be on the street just battling somebody. Like, it didn't matter to me as long as I was having fun doing it. It wasn't about no money and no popularity. It was like, yo, let's have fun doing this shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And once I got to Grind Time, it took them 6 months to find me an opponent.
Wow.
So, the top of the 5 years, the 6 months came, and I have it documented from Grind Time, and so does Direct. When he first put my blog out there that I called out Lady Luck, shout out to Lady Luck and all that, and they put the blog up, and at first everybody was like, oh, let's battle her, and then they heard my music and saw the blog again and was like, okay, nah, I was joking. I ain't going to battle her. Why would I want to lose to a girl that's gay? So it became a big deal. Then finally, shouts to, like, you know, the Midwest and Young Goddess, we got it in, and y'all know the controversy behind that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But other than that, that's my home ground. And I just decided, you know, I helped out the division. And at this point, we're at a point where I'm the new assistant manager of the East Coast division along with Poison Pen. And I'm open, and I'm a female MC that just so happens to love other females. And it's not just that's me, son. Like, it ain't got to do with that. It got to do with the fact that I just love this hip-hop shit, you know? But this is where I've been. And this is where I'm gonna stay.
tell us about the hardest adversity that you felt that you had to deal with, you know, being in the music industry.
Being a girl. Like, it got to a point where I kind of wanted the things that, you know, that Jean was getting, Apani was getting. I kind of wanted to go on these tours with all of them and everything. So I was like, all right, let me get into the studio and record. And, you know, I was doing good music. You know what I'm saying? I was still learning, but I was doing good music. And we came across a situation where it's kind of like, you know, dudes kind of, you know, wanted to give me the deal, but they wanted a little more sideline loving. You know what I mean? And I wasn't really with the sideline loving. You know what I mean? I was kind of like, dude, you're not going to play my shit? Like, mind you, I have an unreleased record with me and a Apani on it. So, and that never came out because that was supposed to come out on a distribution label that's no longer in existence. And, you know, because they A&R wanted to get the poom poom, they was going for it. I said, hey, this is what this shit is about. I'll play the background, homie. I'm good money. So, That was a big obstacle. Like, I thought it was a lie. No. Some people in the game will tell you, you got to get on them knees and handle your business if you're trying to get certain things, and I wasn't doing that.
Wow.
You know what
and
I mean?
That's the truth, and that's the situation that's crazy with a lot of young ladies have to face that, is that, you know, dealing with, you know, people trying to push them to try to do stuff that, you know what I mean, just because they want to get their stuff played. I think that's unnecessary, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's unnecessary. If you're talented, it's talented. You shouldn't have to go and do all this extra stuff just for somebody to play your music, you know what I'm saying? But people respect your grind and respect who you are, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why you at the status you are right now, you know what I'm saying? Nobody can take that from you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I fight for that shit. Nigga, you know how long I've been doing this shit? Emma, do. You know how long I've been doing it? Yeah, I start spazzing out after a minute.
Forever and ever and ever. How hard is it for you to balance out being, you know, being East Coast manager of Grindtown, being an MC, being a mother, and being a wife at the same time?
It's the hardest shit you will ever do in your entire life. That's all I have to say. It is not. It's difficult. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's hard, but you just got to learn how to schedule it. You know what I mean? And if I know I'm going to be home with my son, then at the end of the day, the internet needs to be working and the phone needs to be working, because work needs to get done. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You know, as I'm being a mom and I'm babysitting, I'm multitasking online, doing the promotion for, you know, Grind Time, and, you know, contacting the sponsors and getting everything done as I'm doing what I have to do. You know what I mean? Then once that's all over, then I, you know, try to hold on. I'm sorry. I'm in the hood. You know how the hood do with these little tiny-ass, annoying-ass motorcycles. Yeah, y'all know them little midget motors? I'm going to kick one of them shit. Anyway, what you call it? So at the end of the day, I mean, it's tough, but it's being dealt with, you know what I mean? And it's working. And I'm just trying to stay steady right now. I want to work on the mixtape and the album. And, you know, we have the event. Of course, you guys know this Friday is the Grind Time 7:30 event, you know, and it's the first event that me and Penn, you know, Penn put together, myself, and it's pretty much the first event without PH that we're doing, because PH stepped down as president. So we're excited, but we're nervous. You know what I mean?
I said, do Lush Radio, then Emma, do we got, you know, we get front row seats? Can we get, like, some pictures?
I know,
like,
I do Lush, and if I do, you I do mean, too, sis. So we good. Basically, that's how it really does work. If Emma's in the building, you're in the building. Like, everybody knows.
There.
Yeah, everybody knows. Me and my life, Emma's like my stepmom, see, like. Everybody knows that. So
This is my child.
Let me tell you, true story. Now that we're on the radio and I got to make sure Emma gets the most utmost props. Let me tell you, friend, I was kicked out of my house at like 18, and Emma took me in. And I had the opportunity when Queen Latifah had a show to be on her show. I had no clothes on my back, no money in my pocket. Not only did she feed me, but she clothed me that day. And I was on TV looking fresh, won the battle, and met Snoop Dogg.
Emma,
and that's why I will forever do whatever she needs. Cause
people know I'm nice. Oh, damn.
No, she's nice, but don't get it twisted. Emma will get in that ass. No homo. Like, Emma is no joke, people. And she rolling with Lush now, and I'm pretty sure Lush is the same way. So if they together. That's a
Pisces.
It's a
Pisces thing. She's a
Pisces.
Oh,
that's why
we
click so well.
You know, Emma's my twin. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you myself. Emma is my twin. Like, I don't hang with a whole bunch of chicks. I hang with dudes. I'm a tomboy. Emma got her little tomboys, too. And, you know,
I was raised by dudes. I was raised by dudes, and these dudes are always telling Emma something. Like, make sure she don't leave the house. Why is she wearing that shirt?
Like, me and Emma is my twin. I love her to death. I will smack somebody in the face for her. I love Emma. That is my sister for real.
Well, Emma, as a murderer that'll kill
for
her.
You're nuts. I'll give you that. I'll give you that bread later on. Thanks for saying that. Thanks for the plug.
Y'all crazy, man. But, yo, I just want to say that it's an honor, Sarah, to have you on because, you know, the challenges that, you know, being a female and, you know what I'm saying, and sometimes I feel like us sometimes as females, we get discriminated on. We get prejudged because we're females in a game.
Oh, yeah, they say you, rapper, you got to be super-duper nice.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And if it's hard. It's hard for females. But I think between people like us,
mm-hmm.
and other female movements and the come up, and I think we're going to be all right, homie.
definitely. I got a song from you. It's all over and stuff.
Oh, that's a freestyle. It's a freestyle over the Drake joint.
That's what it is.
And it features Dutch Vega and Jess James Figueroa from EO Dub and Grind Time.
That's what's
up. And it's
up.
Fire, and I address some issues. So it's fire.
Okay. We're going to go into this joint right here. It's all over, man. Y'all better get prepared for this. Mmm.
Oh.
Mmm.
It's all over.
I can't rest with that. Y'all crazy, man. It's all over.
Oh. Feel mad good.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Far from over.
All these clones in the game are motherfucking drones following leads. Homie, I only follow my own, but whatever you do does not affect my mommy. You repeating the same thing like a skip it and puppy three. I cannot fuck with you, don't you get it? You are debit and I am unlimited. Black car credit. I'm on now, so you're all officially dead. Your little gimmicks are timid and really quite generic. And you're the reason why hip hop is looking so pathetic. I was born to win this in my blood and it's genetic. Your style is synthetic and I am not sympathetic. Cause my energy is ultra electromagnetic. High society, we only fuck with familiar. We're recognized grill and y'all look real familiar. You got some fucking gall, man. Who the fuck are y'all? You don't like me? Shit, then you can suck on my balls.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over.
Oh yeah,
till it's over. But it's far from over.
Superfly is my Jimmy Snooker, seen 20 hookers. Trippin' Henny, sippin' semi, cook you penny pushers. Soft money, thick and drippin'. Looking at life from a fish lens, tryna pretend. My life in the deep end, now why do I need friends? I'm always alone, damn, whenever I need them. See, greed is a part of life, so if I speak like I hate ya, it probably means I hate ya, which your mama never made ya. No need for any assumptions, I'm telling you I'm a hater. You ain't never gonna grow, so call a nigga when you're weighed up, straight up. I speak my life, you just rather stupid. Jesus said I'm going straight to hell for slapping Cupid. The wrong news to get you broke for some black and blue shit. You're dumb, whack, and useless. I'm young, crack, and ruthless. My gun's black, I shoot shit. I'm far from all that cute shit. Your wife, he let me beat that. And you ain't even
do
shit.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
I hate her, watch the
ugly, the annoying little faker. Cause he dies and disappears and then goes right into the air. Wondering how did I get here while you are sitting over there. Yeah, little motherfuckers can't stop my shine, couldn't break my gangster. My mama straight down, my track straight down, but we be at bangers. My time right now, your time right now. What you wanna be doing, I'm doing right now. Short little strap, you a silly fat clown. Mommy don't play that, but we're the wall man. Your face is a to a hole in the ground. Fuck that shit. Those that you admire from the streets of the door. Put on the glove and the snow for the sex that they know. From the fights in the club when the Henny is the cup. Jet starts to spaz and bug and you all get fucked up. Your trust. I'ma treat this game like a psycho shit. La Madrina with soldiers, it ain't over,
I know
bitch.
Way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. Yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
Yeah, y'all heard that over, it's all over remix right there, you know what I'm saying, off the Drake joint with Sarah Connor, man, that joint right there, y'all was really get going in, yo. Y'all was
Yeah, sorry, Drake, we had to beat Jack you, we had some issues we wanted to get off our chest, you just so happened to call the song It's Over, therefore, ergo, the freestyle happened.
Wow.
I needed to address my haters, those that think they know the history and things of that nature. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So
man.
Shout out to Dutch Vega and Jess James Figueroa. EO Dub Grind Time is in the building. Those are my brothers, Bionic Ninjas.
That's what it is, man. Tell us more about this event that's going down and all the other new stuff you got going on that we need to look at.
Oh, man. Well, this Friday, GrindTimeNow.com presents GrindTime East Coast 7:30 event. It's going to be 13 battles of the best battle MCs from New York down to Boston and you know, all the way down to the DMV area. Shout out to GrindTime Upstate. We have, you know, PH is going to be, you know, battling Philly Swain from Philly. Shout out to Emma, because, you know, that's her state right now. And we got SoCon versus Fresco, C4 versus T-Moneybags, Zamzilla versus Fredo. We got, you know, we got Scram Jones doing a beat presentation. We got DJ Static doing a beat presentation. We got Immortal Technique co-hosting. It's going to be a wonderful night. You know what I mean? We have one of the CEOs. What the hell, man? My shit. Oh, call Nashelly on the house phone and tell her that I'm doing the radio thing.
Hello? This is
my
radio.
The phone started spazzing a little bit. I apologize. I'm on a cell phone. It started spazzing a little bit. But, yeah, guys. So there we go. We're going to have a great event this Friday. And we also have, GrindTime East Coast and GrindTimeNow.com will be doing a radio show with ThatsHipHop.com also, that it will be hosted by myself and Poison Pen. And, you know, that's about to go down. Aside from GrindTime, I have the Sarah Connor Chronicles 2, The Resistance, hosted by DJ J. Ronan and possibly another DJ. It's an all-features mixtape, you know what I mean, hoping to drop that by September and then album. And I'm looking to independently digitally distribute that, you know what I mean? But any producers or MCs, you know what I mean, holla at me because I'm going to be jumping mixtapes out the wazoo in a second, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what's up.
That's
DJ
what it is right now.
Shout out to DJ
Ronan.
I had a pleasure to meet him and stuff. He's a cool dude. He's a cool little short dude. I love that dude, man.
Yeah.
He's cool, man. I love that dude, man. That's my dude.
Hey, right, Grandma Emma, your son is in my face right now. Your grandson is walling on me right now. But, yeah, man, so I hope to see you guys Friday, man.
Yo, shout out to the baby, too. The baby is so adorable, man. I don't know if
yeah, he's gangster. He's a little G. He's upset at me right now, but he'll be all right. You hear him in the background. He make himself known. He makes himself very much known.
You know what, Sarah? The good thing about Friday is some of the people that you're going to have on there are some of the people we've interviewed, the battle rappers we've interviewed on the show. So it'd be cool to see them in person and stuff.
Yeah,
so that
definitely.
Cool.
And what'll work out is that you could talk to them right then and there and keep the Lush Radio interviews going, baby. You know what I mean? You can have Scram Jones in the building. I mean, Scram Jones right now is a dope producer. He's done everything from Diddy down to, you know, 50 Cent. And he's going to definitely do a nice beat showcase for everybody, you know, for the MCs that need to know to politic with their producers and everything. So I really do hope that Lush Radio's in the building so we can give y'all that speech out.
Hey, if Emma's in the building, you know she's going to drag me along, so I'm going to be there.
Hey, don't be surprised if we put y'all on the spot to judge, man.
Oh, okay, we gay. What's up, Emma? You ready?
Hey, don't be afraid to tell somebody they ain't do their job, bro. I know Emma's good. Emma tell you real quick, like, Papi, you ain't win that battle. You know that, right? Hey, you did your thing, but you didn't win.
Emma Will did that. We had to do a listening session, and, you know, we had to give up. She said, you know, I want to tell my critique, you know, right? Okay, everybody be quiet. That's my girl. Buzzy, live from Boston, you got a question for Sarah? Buzzy, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I actually had to jump off, so I kind of missed her little interview. I had to tend to my little duty, but I just want to ask her, like, you know, what you got headed for the future? You know what I mean? Like, you know, what's in store? You know, for about next couple of years from now.
Oh man, in the next couple of years, I don't want to be rapping no more. I would like to, you know, be a part of the New York scene as bringing, you know, the new talent to the forefront. You know.
Okay, I can definitely dig that. Definitely dig that. I'm not too sure if you asked, Lush, but I know you normally ask about the community things. I'm not really too sure if you asked.
Well, I didn't ask that. So go ahead and get that.
You know, normally like do you do anything like to get back to the community as far as you know whatever it may be.
I'm sorry. Repeat. I apologize. I didn't hear that.
As far as like giving back to the community, is there anything that you do to give back? You know.
Well, at this present time, I'm looking to start a community where it's kind of like for, you know, open females, those that have talent, you know what I mean? I like for females to be able to come together, whether they're gay or straight, you know what I mean? There needs to be somewhere that these females can go to find direction, you know what I mean? Whether they're young or old, you know, whether they're in the street, in the hood, in jail, not in jail, in the suburban area. You know, these are young ladies that do need the type of guidance. And instead of, you know, expressing their anger through things that might get them in trouble, I like to be a part of a, you know, situation where they can direct that anger to something that they know they love and do. And that's what I'm looking to do in the next couple of years is definitely get that going, especially for breast cancer. I have my family, and Emma can tell you, like, cancer runs in my family, so that's definitely something I'm looking to do when I can get all the right stuff together. But thank you. That's a dope question.
Okay,
that's what's up.
That's definitely a good joint right there.
Thank
that's
you. I'm trying.
I got another joint called Terminator and stuff. You want to tell us about this joint?
Terminator had to happen, point blank. Terminator had to happen because it was the first time I was able to get beats from overseas. So shout out to Laz Beats over in Paris and France, you know what I mean, showing me a lot of love. And I needed a dope hip-hop intro. And you know what? dope hip-hop intros can only come from professional hip-hoppers that do dope intros, like Hurricane G. You know what I mean? What better intro? You talking about a woman's voice that'll hit every club saying, kick that hot, drunk, ghetto shit. You know what I mean? You talking about the woman that opened up Red Man's joint. Like, yo, yo, Red. Come on, man. I needed a Hurricane hip-hop intro. And that song right there, had to have it. I got it, and I was able to write that shit all in one day. The Terminator's Terminator, homie.
That's what it is, man. We want to play this joint, man. Turn up your ears, turn up your ears, man. Sarah Connor is in the
back, baby. Yo, dog.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. We got Terminator. Switchboard want to wild out on me.
Oh, DJ Push play in full effect, homie.
That heat, it's that heat.
Here we go.
He with heat, he with heat.
That's a dope joint. I like that intro right there. That's hot.
Oh, that's hot, that's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
For my little sister, Sarah Connor. Yeah, you gonna love my bitch, EO Dub and Fight Club Honors. Hey, yo, spit that, mama.
Hey, yo, it's Sarah Connor, the Terminator, Terminator, the human alpha, omega, amazing verbal displayer. Spitting nuke of the lasers, disintegrating the haters, discriminating the hater. Being greater than greater, get blasted off the equator.
I'm Mr. Shutdown City.
Decapitated heads from bodies, man. Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry. I come from the era of angry female rappers, bro. Like,
wow.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
And on that one, Bugsy, what you think about that one, sir?
You make me want to tell her that wasn't her.
That was me.
Oh, I know it was. I know it was. But it makes you want to say, like, that ain't you. That ain't stop. That ain't you, girl.
That's all right, because as soon as they see me, they'll be like, you a rapper? You not, girl? You sure?
You did your thing on that. You definitely killed that. I ain't going to bullshit you.
Thank you, baby. I'm trying my best. I try to pick beats that can bring it out. You know what I mean? That's what artists forget to do. You got to pick the beats that make those words just flow easy, you know?
It's an honor, it's a pleasure, man. I just can't wait to see you on Friday
doing your thing. You know, you the hostess with the mostest. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to be, man. I'm trying to be like my, you know, I'm trying to be like my female counterparts, you know, Lush and Emma. And, you know, I got to swag it out like yours, man. But
That's my daughter.
That's my stepmom's right there, man. E2K Magazine, always in the building, homie.
Yo,
but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you guys come through, you know what I mean? And I hope you guys have a lot of fun. Feel free to run around and record who the hell you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's going to be definitely dope. You know, shout out to Poison Pen, Dutch Vega, you know what I mean, for helping. And Poison Pen, best of luck, because this is his first time out as president of the division. And I just want to wish my whole East Coast division the best of luck tomorrow, man. Not tomorrow, Friday. You know what I mean? Because it's time to bring New York up, baby.
That's what's up. And I got to send a quick shout-out to all the Cancers and all the Leos out there. Shout-out to my sister, Corn. Her birthday is tomorrow. She's turning 22 tomorrow. She's my little baby. She's turning 22. Shout-out to her. And we're going to rock out tomorrow at DJ Bedtime. We're going to be at his studio, Emma and all of us. We're going to be out over there. He's going to be interviewing us, and we're going to rock out over there too tomorrow night and everything. Don't forget to come and support Grind Time with Sarah Connor and all Grind Time situation on Friday. Make sure you support them. Also, make sure you log on to www.idjawards.com and vote for us. Lush Radio is Internet DJ.
Lush Radio, Internet DJ.
Internet DJ. Click on Internet DJ. Go all the way to the bottom, Lush Radio. Show your support. Click on it. It only takes a second. Also, don't forget, we have slots left. We only got 15 slots left right now. Slots are going fast. If you want to get your music down there, ATL at the IDJ Awards is hosted by Montel Jordan and Angie Stone. It's going down August 8th to the 10th. If you want to get your stuff in the gift bag, we got slots open for the Lush Radio IDJ Awards Volume 1 mixtape. You want to get on there, it's $100 a slot. And we can put you right there. And if you're interested, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. And we'll get your stuff down there.
It's less than 15 slots already, so they got to get on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Emma's keeping count. It's less than 15 now. It's less than 15.
Them artists got to get that paper up. Come on. Get that paper. Otherwise, stay home. Stay home and listen to you.
Get your paper up. And don't forget, also, this Saturday it goes down. Emma is doing E2K on the spot. Make sure you support that. We'll be live in the studio. We're going to have a special guest, but we don't want to kind of tip y'all off yet.
The special guest
is coming to the show, to the studio, Friday and Saturday. It's going to be crazy. And I also heard that at SOB's tonight, they're going to have Fat Joe doing another CD release party. You know, I don't know. But they said tonight Fat Joe's doing another CD release party for the Dark Side. And other than that, Emma also still has a contest going on with the jingles. People, if you got jingles out there for her joint, it's E2K on the spot. Make it hot, make it funky, because she's spicy and she's sexy. Y'all need to send it in. Y'all need to send that in, man, and she's going to give you two tickets. You'll win two tickets to see Cedric the Entertainer in August. But Emma, give them that email address where they can send the jingles to.
E2K on the spot@gmail.com. E2K on the spot@gmail.com. It's 30 seconds, people. Don't give me like fucking 5 minutes. I can't use that. Yeah.
30 seconds. Wow. Emma is crazy. I love Emma to death, man. Make sure you support Sarah Connor, man. Sarah, give your Twitter out, your emails, all that if you want to.
Definitely.
Definitely. I mean, for all the producers and MCs or even people that just want to show love, my email is sarakana21@gmail.com, spelled S-A-R-A-K-A-N-A 21. My Twitter is twitter.com/sarakana, spelled the same way, ironically, S-A-R-A-K-A-N-A. My Facebook, you already know, facebook.com/sarakana. RhymeTimeNow.com, EODub.com, every Sunday for you artists that are looking to learn how to perform or just get on the mic, EODub, 101 Avenue A at Club Pyramid, every Sunday. You can catch me there, Jess James, Iron Solomon, you know, you're one of the best of the best come out of EODub, you know what I mean? But Friday is definite grind time, Sarah Connors Chronicles coming soon. Shout out to, you know, my whole team, Bronx Zoo Animals, you know what I'm saying, my go-to girl, I'm all what up. I got to say another shout-out. I don't want to forget everybody, but I normally do. But real talk, like, Bronx Zoo Animals, R.E.M., EODub, grind sign. That's it. I'm good money. Find me. Go Sarah Connor 21 Gmail. That's it. What else do you need? I got you. What you need?
All we want to do is get a quick shout-out. You know, this is Sarah Connor. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. And give me like a couple of seconds to freestyle to send us out of this joint. Send us out of this joint. Mm-hmm.
You need some verses?
We need some verses. So, Sarah Connor, can you bless us?
Oh man, Lord, I mean, I got you right now. You ready? This is this one because I'm in with the ladies. I'm gonna do this for me. We good with that?
Yeah, we good.
Let's go. Huh? Love them and lust them and leave them. Trusting no chick is deceiving me. I know how to G them. You trust and believe them. Pimping, I do every evening. You be in your meetings. Me, I'm beating in meetings. You be sending Phoenix, Sarah's Bronx, wifey, your mistress to all the misses and misses. Love is the sickness of chickens. Tight when they man be with bitches. Friends turns to pretty sicknesses. Quick to come after your riches. Dead all their drama with quickness. Forefathers, slut out the witness. Show them your serious business. Pimping, stretch strong with the swiftness. Me, I'm just crazy and bitches. Verbal, strategically shifted, bubbling. Perfectly fitted. 5 words, this chick is so gifted. Better whenever I'm pifted. But you don't notice the difference. Lush Radio Online!
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Yeah! All right. Sarah
Connor live in the building, yo. It gets no better than that, man. Y'all want to see her live in person, man, this Friday. This Friday is going down. Grind time
in your assembly.
Going down. You need to be there, man. Tell them the address. Where they need to be at, man.
All right, grind time now. 7:30 will be at Public Assembly, 70th North 7th Street in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. That's right. We are opening our doors at 7 o'clock. The event starts at 7:30, so be there on time. We got 13 battles and no time to waste, baby.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Let's Radio Online, man. We are the people's voice, man. We don't do it for us. We do it for the people, man. I love all of y'all, man. Make sure you definitely check out my sister this Saturday. This Saturday is going down. Not just once, but twice. We got the same special guest going down Friday and Saturday. So stay tuned, man. Hot or not Fridays. Get your music played. And you know tomorrow is going down. Check us out. We're going to be at DJ Bedtime's in the building with him tomorrow, and we got a show tomorrow, man. All this week, man, it's crazy right now.
That's what happens when Sarah's on.
I love all of y'all, man. I love you, Sarah, man. Let's radio.
Man, I love y'all too. Thanks for the opportunity, baby.
That's what it is, and we out of here. Emma, I love you. Bugsy, I love you. We out. Stay cool, man. For real. Love life.
Yeah.